Thank you for joining us this Thursday evening. God bless you. We're so glad to have you in the living room with us. Brother Freedom is here, and we have some wonderful scripture to read in just a moment. Father, we just praise you. We thank you for your wonderful goodness. Lord, you're so caring. You're so wonderful. I like the way Brother Freedom says it. You're lavish with your love, and we don't deserve it. We don't deserve anything, but Lord, you deserve all glory, all praise, all honor. Oh, Lord, we want to do what would please you. We're so thankful how you come and anoint Brother Freedom so gloriously that he flows in the Holy Ghost. He doesn't even know what's happening, but it's all wonderful. It's glorious. We just praise you. We thank you. We ask you to touch the listener with the power of the Holy Ghost. Open their eyes, Lord. Help them to see that what Jan and I and others here see, that Brother Freedom is nothing in himself, but he is a chosen vessel, and that you speak through him mightily. We've seen many miracles that you've done. When he prays for people, things happen. And we just thank you for that. Lord, it's you, and you're the one that does it all. You're the author of all good things. We give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. This evening, reading in the book of Revelation from the third chapter, beginning with the 13th verse. And this verse is special. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. I'm going to read that again. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches.
Amen.
And unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, these things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear. And anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him, and will sup with him, and he with me. To him that overcometh, I will grant to sit with me in my throne, even as also I overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches.
Precious Father, we thank you for this evening. We thank you for the blood of Jesus that covers us over from head to foot. Thank you for your presence this evening. Thank you for your healing power. Thank you for your will being done this night. Thank you for your special anointing on Brother Freedom. Speak through him and use him as a tool that you have set forth for this night, for us to hear and to learn and to hear your word. Thank you for helping us to apply it to our lives and fill us anew with your precious Holy Spirit. We give you praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father, we do praise you this night. We thank you for thy goodness, for thy tender mercy, for your faithfulness, Lord God, that you're so faithful. I thank you because who you are, you're the Father of all creation, every bit of all creation to the universe. That's all. And Father, I feel so not worthy tonight because you're so awesome. You're so beyond, I can't even describe how wonderful you are. Father, I feel the world is not looking for that, especially what you've been speaking to my heart today. They're not looking for anything about you. Rather, they're looking to the things of this world, and they don't see you at all. Father, I just praise you, though, tonight. I praise you, pray that you'll move this night in a very special way. I thank you in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. Amen and amen. O Shama Santa Ramashima Koma Sanda Ramasim. E Kama Sanda Ramashima Homa Hallelujah. Anda Ramakuma Shanda Ramakama Sanda Ran. Nanda Ramashima Koma Sin Hallelujah. Guluma Shira Makoma Sandai. Oh Hallelujah, Hallelujah. I believe that we're living in the very, very closing down of this world as we see it. The Lord's been speaking to people to be ready, and that day is at hand. For I, the Lord, would say to my people, thus saith the Spirit of God, for I've called many, and few are ready. I look the world over, saith the Spirit of God. I seek men's hearts, and they're far from me. I say, many of my chosen vessels that once knew me this day are very distant. They've fallen away from their first love. They do not respect my laws no longer. Their hearts are fastened on this world. And I say, their fellowships are directed minus my spirit. They don't realize that my spirit is how I move. They don't realize it takes my spirit for people to get saved. They don't realize that my spirit is everything that man needs. And without my spirit, they're very without life. And I say, if they could see a picture of their own selves, what I see, they would have no strength. They have nothing. But yet they think they're full. But I say, their eyes are darkened. They do not see the true picture of what's taking place. I say, my church should be alive. My church should be ready. My church should be knowing, have my anointing. Yet they know me in name, but they don't know me. They don't understand me. They're not for what I stand for. And I say, this world has no hope for them. They're buying into something that's going to take them to a place of defeat. It's going to take them to a place that they're going to find themselves sick while they're alive. They're going to find themselves very anemic, spiritually, physically, mentally, in all areas. Because when I made man, says the Spirit of God, I made him in my image, in my likeness. And when man gets away from my spirit, it hurts their own bodies. And I say, as long, there's going to be lots of cancers. There's going to be lots of great sickness. And I say, the Christian realm, it's going to hit them hard because they once knew me. I say, my spirit's here to move in their hearts, but they've manufactured their own what they believe is me. But all is done through head knowledge. It's done through the process of sharing one to another, of outdoing one another. They've forgotten that my spirit don't need no help. My spirit is actually perfect. And the ways of this world are not perfect. They bring you down to a place of destruction. They'll take you to a place that you will not enjoy for eternity. And I say it's very serious, my people, because tomorrow you don't know where it's going to take you. But if you was in me, you have a future. But the world has no future. The world just has what they have, and that's it. But I say to those who will seek me, those who will call upon me, those who will surrender their hearts to me and believe that I am the living God, believe that I move through my mighty spirit, for those I will move upon their hearts and I will bear their burdens. I will give them strength even through times of hardness, of manifold temptations. Perilous times will come, but it won't bother thee, for I will keep thee, my ones. If thou shalt seek me, ye shall surely find me, and I'll bless you. And I say, when many gets hard, and when there be no things are going to come to a place, it's going to hit this nation. And when these things happen, for those that know me, if I don't take them out of here before, saith the Spirit of God, they can make it because I'll be with them. I will be with them right to the very end. But those that live very carelessly this day, they're going to miss out on my blessing. And I say, if you ask them, they would say they really know me. But in spirit, they do not know me. They don't want the true spirit in their churches. They've told themselves that they don't need the Holy Spirit. They can make it by themselves. But I say, they'll soon find out that there's going to be a lot of darkness in their lives. They're going to have troubles. They're going to see things that's going to touch their hearts and going to bring death. It's not a good road. It's before the unbeliever, especially for those who have once known, it better have been better that you'd never known. And for those of you who have been moved through my spirit this day, you're cold. I say it's going to be worse for you than all the different categories. I say because thou hast once known. And I say thou must come out from among and be separate. And you've laughed at many of my beloved. You've laughed at my people when they got full of my spirit. You didn't want that around. You felt a hindrance that you was so big that you knew everything. But I say, you're not going to feel that way at that end day. You're going to see these little ones who you've trampled on by your slandering lips, speaking guile against my servants. And you, because they have kept quiet and not defending themselves, I will keep them through the hour of temptation. And I will keep them this last days. If my people serve me, I will take care of thee. I will clothe thee. I will bring healing to thy bodies. I will restore that which is lame. I shall help thee to be an overcomer. I will open thine eyes, and thou shalt see my glory, saith the Spirit of God. For my glory is not shared to the world, and my glory is here to touch thee, my ones. If you will call to me this night, I shall deliver thee, and I shall set thee free, because I am the Holy One, and I've used this man, but he's let me use him. And that's what I want to do with all of you. I want to use you in some way. Maybe it'll be a very easy way. You won't have to go through with this one that I'm speaking through, but I'm going to want to use all the young ones. Thou must stand up for good at all times. Thou must not be partakers of their sins. Thou must walk to my defense at all times. I'm here to help thee, to enable thee, that thou might be wise. Oh, but I say there's a wonderful crown that awaits thee at that day, the joy that's lasting forever and ever. But I say, my people, if thou will live this time here on earth until I come, you will have joy. You'll have peace. You'll have contentment. And I will satisfy thee as none other. But I say the world and those who live loosely, their strength will vanish from them. And they'll be wanderers. It will not be a beautiful picture. There'll be sorrow. There'll be sadness. I say, I could say more, since Spirit of God, but I say, I think my people know what I'm saying. I will be with thee if you call upon me. But you need to understand, you need my spirit. You need the unction of the Spirit of God. You need to wait upon me, and I'll bless these, says the Spirit of God. Thank you, Father. Oh, Father, I thank you for thy blessing. I thank you for this night, Father God. I think I can preach now, Father God. You know, we're living a day up there that we have never been this place at this until now. It's a day of the coming of the Lord. The church should have been on fire this day. They should have been ready. They should have been equipped, and they should be walking in holiness. They should walk in victory. They should be able to pray, and those for their prayers would be effective. They would use the Spirit of God that would enable them to be a vessel of praise, a vessel of honor. But I say, where is the church? It's not a vessel of praise. It's not a vessel of honor. Because it cannot do what they wish to do. Their prayers don't go high enough. Many of them pray, but they've lost the effectiveness of their prayer. They need the Spirit of God in their lives. They need to find that rest in Jesus Christ, to the power of forgiveness, that they can have the capabilities to move out with God. We have went through a time of lax, and we've vacated ourselves from the position that we should have been involved ourselves in. We went the lines of least resistance. We wanted to take the place that felt good, but we need to be in the place for God's approval all every step of the way. Where my Savior leads me, I will follow. That we might walk worthy unto Him and all pleasing. This is foreign to the Church of Jesus Christ. They're foreign. They don't walk what's worthy and pleasing unto God. It's what's pleasing unto somebody. The Bible says the flesh cannot please God. It's impossible to please God only through the Spirit. It would not have been in this precious word. But people, mankind, want to say this word is a lie. I'll tell you, it's the truth. And this truth word shall set you free. You shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And that you can also receive power after the word comes to your heart. You can abide in me. My words abide in you. You can ask what you will, and it shall be done. It says, call unto me. In World War II, there was a 442 was a Hawaiian regimental combat team, and they were Japanese Americans, but boy, were they trained. They got in Germany, and they went, nobody could take them. That's the way we are. We should be on fire for God. Well trained by the Spirit. It don't mean 2 cents what man says. It's what God says. We need to have that personal agreement with God the Father, God the Son, and by God the Holy Ghost. You know, God so here a while back that this church had a stroke. I had one that the Lord put on me because I had to pray for the church. The church has still not taken effect. The church is just like it's been. They're thinking only about where they're going to be, and they can take trips. They can have fun. Now, fun's all right, but fun is when you, it's hard to have fun when you see people dying, when people are going to hell. It's a terrible place, and all people without God are going there. It's serious. It's not something that we can just not even think about. No, it's there. God wants us to think about it because it's going to happen. And that time is very close to the hour when it's happened. And we must waken ourselves, shake ourselves, and know the time, it's high time to wake out of sleep. Oh, church, where are you? God's ashamed of us. And we should be ashamed of our lives that we live so below standard. We shun the power of the Holy Ghost. We've told that we got to have revivals. We got all the revival at one time was the closest thing. But we need to revive the Lord Jesus Christ every day. Revive my heart to a closer walk, a closer talk, a closer dedication, that I would know what saith the Spirit of God, what the Spirit of God would say unto the church. God spoke today, what saith the Spirit of God? He's coming back, and he's coming for those that's ready. He's coming to set us free, because we're finding ourselves, we're orphans where we are. The Bible says, what agreement have the temple of God with idols? Christians, we should be foreign. Idols should be not part of us. Shun the very appearance of evil. Satan comes to take away our first love. And when we get in groups, when we talk it all over, pretty soon we've talked ourselves out of what God has, the program that God has for us. That's why we have to stay lined up in the Holy Spirit. Because he directs our path day by day, hour by hour, moment by moment. He gives delivery. Without him, we'll fail. It's hard ball out here. It's not easy. But God be for you, who can be against you? Greater is he that's in you than he is in the world. God's not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and sound mind. That should equip the Christians very for their act. Be clothed with humility. Talk to what we just read. That lest they see our nakedness. That's because we're not clothed with faith, trusting in God. God is a good, a stronghold in them. He knoweth them that trust in him. He knoweth those that trust in him. If you don't trust in him, he don't know you. You say, that's pretty bold. I'm talking bold. Yeah, I am. Because my coach is God. And if you don't like it, go your way. I guess most of you don't like it because you don't even listen anymore. Used to get quite a few people called in. It's getting too far for you. But I guarantee you, if you don't straighten up, you're going to lose out for eternity. I've been here just loving. I don't ask no money. I don't ask anything. I'll pray for you day and night. I'll do everything in the world. Here I've had a stroke, and I can't even hardly get around. But I've told the Lord, that as long as I've got breath, I want to keep going, but get some saved, some on fire, some delivered, set free, anointed by God. The glory's coming down, and you can have it tonight. You can be set free. The glory of God's here to illuminate you. He says, I beseech you therefore, brother, by mercy of God, present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable. Where that's absent for the churches. I've been there. They don't want any part of it. We don't want to tell our people that. We'll lose them. Well, you'll gain them, because if we don't make eternity, it's all about where we're going to spend eternity. It's not what row we have in church. It's not what song we're going to read, where we're going to spend eternity. I'm going to get it right where it's at. It's where we're going to be at eternity. If we're not right, we're going to be absent. And I'll tell you, that's a terrible place. It's beyond any description you can tell. But the Bible says hell enlarges itself. I have seen some of these films about in Hawaii, how that rolls up that lava to the spirit of the earth. It's out of hell. Hell is enlarged itself, and yet you can't even testify to a person unless the Spirit helps you, enables you to testify. You're just to be a living testimony unless God says, sick of go! Our directions come from heaven. We obey heaven, and we don't obey ourselves. Somebody said, well, you should go do that. No, don't. I'm waiting on God. Because myself, I make mistakes. God makes those mistakes. And the church has sure made some mistakes because they're not where they should be. They're serving self. They have an appetite of self-works. If you can think it out, God don't need your thinking. Where you need to think is want to keep you in where you should be with God. Yeah, I want to think all the time I got to do better. But what I'm thinking about is God. He is my way. He is my truth. He's my life. He is God. And God's coming back in a split second because Jesus is coming back. The bride of Jesus Christ is not dressed. It's not ready. Just like that I was mentioned the other day. Wouldn't you feel bad if you was a married about how the church looks like to Jesus? You'd hate it when you got married. One of my wife, she'd have been filthy. That's why Jesus sees the bride's filthy. Same thing. He died. This church would be alive. I read there in Hebrews where it says, 6th chapter of Hebrews, we got to do the things that were right unto God. We can't have it where we just go over the same old thing, the ways of what we may have a foundation on. We don't lay those dead works continuously. They're dead works. It says, lest God would reject it. Goes on down. Lest we put Jesus Christ in open shame. And it talks about we can have a doctrines on salvation. We should not have to go back over those things. Over and over, the preceding chapter talks about that while we should be teachers, we have to be taught. While we should be teachers, we need to be taught. Shame, shame on us. God is calling. People, wake up. Redemption's close to happening. He's coming through the clouds of glory, and the church, Lord Jesus Christ, should be ready. Awaken. See, when God showed me coming to the Lord many times, but I seen few there. I've mentioned it a few times, but I say it more and more because people are not living a close, dedicated life. They misconstrued it that was, no, yes, Jesus did forgive our sins. Yeah, any man did Christ in a new creation. Yes, that's all right. But there is a maintaining from then on. God makes everything grow. All the plant life grow, the cattle grow, the fish grow, but we never taught people to grow. We get them saved, they sit there. I feel for my parents. They sit in these stiff-necked churches. I hope they're saved. Concerns me. But we as God's children should have studied this years ago. It says, come out, be separate. That means being separate. Walking in the Spirit that would not fulfill the lust of flesh. If it were not in it, He wouldn't have given it to us. But when I started reading this word, some 30, 40 years ago, the glory started. It is in there. I can see it. I can see it over and over. I said, nobody's going to believe this. The Lord says, Neil, just hang on to it. It's all these years. Nobody's ever caught it. Very few. They're having the form of godliness. They also deny the power thereof. From such, turn away. It's talking about what's being saved. These people say that, well, you know, if you don't have faith, if you don't believe, what's being saved? I'll tell you, that's the wrong kind of faith. Because Jesus paid in full that all things consist. Everything is made by Him. And if we have to live a loose life, well, we can make Jesus, they got the reverse. That's when you first came to Jesus. Yes, He paid in full. Hebrews, the 6th chapter, it says, lest we put Jesus as open curse. You start reading Hebrews, verse by verse, you see it's a response on books before that we must take some of those things to heart and blow them up till they're bigger. But no, we close them down where they're nothing. We become guilty of man going to eternity without God. I believe it. I cannot understand why some of these biggies didn't see that either. Because maybe that's not for me to know. But I know we failed God. I hope everybody gets up there. But what I'm afraid of is not. The Bible says, narrow is the way that leads to eternal, and few there be that find it. Wide is the gate, broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be that enter thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way that leads to eternal life, and few there be that find it. Jesus says, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to. And we just say, well, those are all meant for, but then we're in there for a reason. In Hebrews, it talks about, it's the last chapter, Hebrews, the 21st verse. Make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Christ Jesus, who be glory forever and ever and ever. Amen. Those would not be it. They're all through the Bible. The eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong on behalf of his hearts made perfect toward him. If my people will call my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from the wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, I shall forgive their sin and heal the land. It talks about working after salvation with fear and trembling. I had been put before the carpet time after time, but I knew that someday God was going to speak. This night he spoke, and I know it was not myself, he spoke. God's coming back. He's coming back for peculiar people. And peculiar just don't mean the way you dress, like that. And another thing, God doesn't care about, he does care, but he doesn't like it about all about people wearing their tattoos, earrings. It's like heathens. It's like the aborigines. Rings their nose. Smoking cigarettes. Gotta have me a cigarette. Drinking wine. Man in the day, was a Sunday school superintendent. This fellow's out there and he was getting out that beer and re-drink that beer. But see, our church has got that way. We just got disliked because that's how we reach people. We reach them because we get on their level. No, you don't. You just become like them. That's the truth. You just come like they. Your thinking is like them too. We need to think on God. The Bible says they keep in perfect peace his mind is stayed on thee because we trust in he. I just want to say that I love everyone out there tonight. I really love you. And I care for you. But this is what's been taught is not altogether true. We need to have a little dedication. You couldn't work at a job the way nobody would hire you. That's why it's hard to get people in America to get a job nowadays. A few years back, young guys, they said, we got to take these young guys out of Navy. I tried to work on an engine. Not just one, I tried a whole bunch of them. Young guys, they just tell me, go take a hike. I took them in for the boss, a couple of them, get rid of this guy. I'm not going to do that. I said, well, you're going to be out of business within a year, and he was. Our work is where our nation the same way. We've just downsized that what we want to make no hurt nobody's feelings because you want everybody to just live so comfortably. Yeah, you know that Satan just sits there with you and just loves you and just loves you. Yeah, you're not big enough to say, get out of here, you evil old beast. He's here to take us out. And if you sleep with him, he's not going to take you out. He's going to cool you off to where you feel all right. You know, you don't want to be partakers of these fanatics. You know, these fanatics are going to get you in trouble because you're going to not feel good. I'll tell you what, if you don't make heaven, you're going to not feel good. The bottom line, we must live for the Lord day by day. Be ready to see him. Well, I probably won't be many out there to take this night, but I want you to know that I love you and I care for you and I want you to understand that word, if you'll get in that word and eat it for a month, you'll be a new person. That's not too much time. Just tie your time. Take some of you out there for a month. Just eat, read that word. Just read it. Like you're feeding it on these old pitch-in balers where you feed the whole, just feed it till. But you'll find out the word of God will keep you. It'll do something for you. It'll strengthen you. And we have all become lax in this nation. We're lax. That's where we're going to go. That's why this nation's got to stand. We let hoodlums in the White House. I don't care who. They put me in jail. They put me in jail. It's a bunch of hoodlums. America was in God we trust. And God's not respected no more. We've got a society that don't believe in God. Well, I'll tell you, Brother Freedom believes in God. I'll stand by myself. I believe in God. How about you? God bless you all. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you for joining us. And I think you ought to listen to this some more because it will touch your life and help you get on course. God bless you. God bless you.